It's May 20th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Deanright. Your morning intel starts now. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the president each day by the nation's spymasters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, there is a big development in Ukraine this morning, and it has to do with new missiles that can sink Russian ships. We're going to discuss what this weaponry is and how it could lead to a major escalation. And as always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put these two on your radar. First, we've got a new viral outbreak. This time, it's monkeypox, a distant cousin of chickenpox. I'm going to share the latest, including a big order of vaccines that the government just placed. Second, there might be a new explanation for why COVID cases and hospitalizations are going up in vaccinated people. I'll share a possible connection to obesity. All up next on the President's Daily Brief. Your first piece of intel, there was a lot of news out yesterday about Ukraine, a $40 billion aid package that was approved by the Senate, and a separate $100 million package that was authorized by the president. But there was another piece of Ukraine news that most people didn't hear about, and they should have, because it dramatically increases the chances of war between Russia and the United States. Let me explain. The United States and its European partners are in advanced talks this morning to send Ukraine two powerful missiles. One is called the Harpoon, and the other is the Naval Strike Missile. You can probably guess what these missiles do based on their names. They're anti-ship missiles, and they are some of the most lethal available to any military on the planet. So American and European sources are really reluctant to talk about this story, and for very good reason. If these missiles work as designed, Russia's naval fleet in the Black Sea could be sunk, and that would absolutely lead to serious retaliation by Putin and his war hawks in Moscow. Now, you all know exactly why these missiles are being considered, because it's directly connected to the brief that I gave you yesterday on wheat. So let's do a quick recap. Ukraine has a wheat harvest coming up starting in mid-June. That's just a few weeks away. To get that crop to market, Ukraine needs to have its ports operational. But as you know, nothing is moving out of those ports because the Russian Navy is parked right outside, about 20 ships and around six or so submarines. And that is why Kiev wants those deadly missiles, to fight back, to sink the Russian Navy. So of the two missiles being considered, the most likely to be sent is the Naval Strike Missile, or NSM. The White House likes this particular option because it's got four really good elements to it. First, a nice range, about 150 miles. Second, it's pretty easy to train on, takes about 14 days or so. Third, it can be launched from the Ukrainian coastline versus a ship, which the Ukrainians don't have. And finally, NATO allies have a bunch of these NSMs in stock, actually. Norway, in particular, has a bunch. The Harpoon missiles, on the other hand, are less ideal. There are a number of reasons for that, but the bottom line is that either of these missiles, regardless which is sent, they're both very lethal. And when you combine those missiles with the operational and tactical intelligence that America provides to Ukraine, in other words, the exact location of every Russian ship, well, you can count on some of those boats finding a home at the bottom of the sea. And if that gives you some pause, well, you are in good company. European nations like Norway, who could otherwise very quickly donate these NSM missiles, well, they're really afraid that once their involvement goes public, they're going to be targeted by Russia. Probably a cyber attack, but frankly, who knows at this point? They will be targeted regardless. So that means that no nation wants to go first to be that lead donor. Nor does anybody in Europe want to be the only one who participates in giving over either the missiles or the launch platforms that they require. In other words, if these missiles end up in Ukraine, it has to be an all-in proposition. Everybody shares the risk. So let's talk about if you were in the White House this morning. How should you be thinking about this decision? Well, fundamentally, you have three competing goals. First, you're trying to keep America out of World War III. No direct conflict between the Russians and the Americans, please. Second, you're trying to give the Ukrainians a sort of Goldilocks mix of weaponry. In other words, armament that's not too powerful, but at the same time, very deadly. And third, you've got to get those ports running. You got to get that wheat into the global marketplace. Because without it, a whole lot of folks are probably going to starve all around the world. Now, I have some ideas of what we might do, all to avoid the risk of sending those anti-ship missiles. And I shared one long shot approach with you all yesterday that was pretty much focused on diplomacy. But I want to challenge you this morning. I want you to take the weekend and imagine that you are in the Oval Office and that it is you that has to make this call. And it is you that has to live with the consequences. So think on it. Share this challenge with a friend or a loved one. I want you to debate it because we're going to talk about the options that you come up with next week.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Baker. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BAKER.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Your second brief, we've got a new viral outbreak on our hands. This time it's monkeypox. It's a distant cousin to chickenpox and smallpox, and it's spreading in places where it really shouldn't be, far from its native home in Central and Western Africa. And we've got cases in the UK, in Portugal, in Spain, and here we go, the United States. But just one case so far, a man in Boston. So there's some good news and some bad news with this story and a whole lot that we don't know. So let's start with the good news. This particular strain of the virus is pretty benign. It causes some of the usual flu-like symptoms that you might imagine, like fever and body aches and those kinds of things. And also there's the classic blisters that you see with chickenpox. And while it does kill a small number of people, less than 1% of sufferers, for the vast majority of monkeypox positive patients, well, you're going to recover just fine. It's 2 weeks to maybe 1 month, and it's pretty miserable, but most people recover. Okay, so let's get to the bad news. This thing is spreading in a way that it just shouldn't be. The vast majority of current sufferers have never traveled to Central or Western Africa, which is almost always the case when it's discovered outside of the African continent. And virtually none of the people know each other. They have absolutely no idea where they got it. In other words, we have community spread, which is really weird in this case, because normally this virus is really hard to spread. Data show that if you have monkeypox, you pass it on to 0 to 1 other person at most. And that suggests that this particular strain, although not deadly, has mutated to become more transmissible. So that means that there are almost certainly more cases out there, probably being confused with herpes or chickenpox. And that leads us to the mystery of this outbreak. So far, the people infected seem to be mostly gay and bisexual men. But that's odd because monkeypox isn't a disease that's known to be spread via intimate contact. Now, we know that it can be spread when two people are in close proximity to each other for an extended period of time, so perhaps that's why. Regardless, doctors are really stumped about what's happening. There's a big meeting on Monday with infectious disease specialists, and they're going to sit down and talk and coordinate efforts. All right, but there's one thing you probably didn't know about this story that I think is interesting. One of the men in the UK who has monkeypox was on an international flight recently and may have been symptomatic. Health officials are contacting those who sat three rows ahead and three rows behind him, and that includes six Americans. As of this morning, they're all being monitored and will be for a number of more days, probably 14, which is the longest known incubation period before the virus activates. I should note that there are no real treatments for this, but there's a possibility that antivirals might help, but we don't have any trials on humans, just in animals and petri dishes. Also, there is a vaccine, both for monkeypox and smallpox, which offer fairly good protection. And on Wednesday, our government ordered millions of doses of that vaccine. That's going to run us about $120 million, and we should have those doses at some point next year. The bottom line is that at present, there's really no reason to panic. But it's definitely something that we should be watching, and I certainly will be, and will, of course, keep you posted.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I've got one other odd health update for you. It appears that obesity may weaken the effectiveness of COVID vaccines, specifically in people who have never been infected before. So let me say that differently. Let's say that you so far have dodged the bullet of getting COVID, but you've been vaccinated because you're in the high-risk category of being obese. Well, this latest study out of Turkey says that the vaccine isn't as effective for you as compared to others who have been previously infected. So there's a lot of scientists trying to unpack what this small study means, and results are preliminary. But there's some discussion about whether this might explain why states like Vermont, where most people have never been infected, but they are vaccinated, why those states are experiencing a surge in the past couple of weeks of both cases and hospitalizations. Now, more to come on this possible connection between obesity and vaccine efficacy and previous exposure. But I think that the key takeaway here is that, as always, these sorts of studies are a really important reminder that we have a lot to learn about the novel virus that is COVID and our very novel vaccine. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. One note of cheer that I'd like to pass along before I let you go and we speak again on Monday. Yesterday's brief about wheat, well, it set a record for us. We had the most listeners that we've ever had. So again, to all the new folks joining us, welcome to the PDB. Make sure that you subscribe on your favorite platform like Apple and iHeart and Spotify. And for my old timers who've been with me since the very beginning, I so appreciate you. You are earnestly like my family. And with that, we close out our show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.